I even one time did a cartoon myself. I drew a cartoon and I said that the toilet of a cooked food eater, which had a stereo system there, several volumes of books and TV set and a phone, and then raw food eater that had a scale and a chart of food combining, and then a green smoothie drinker toilet, which is a huge toilet, nothing else there, and not even a person, just a whoosh. Because the fiber makes, when it's blended, makes your cleaning, your elimination is just quick and it's so huge. I heard some person said, I was afraid that my toilet wouldn't fit it. Because you don't even know where it comes from, because the bacteria, we're supposed to have 3.5 pounds of bacteria in our intestines, which most of us don't have. We have like 20 grams or 20 microbes there instead of 3.5 pounds. And so this fiber is perfect for bacteria to sustain and to live. Bacteria actually hands to the fiber. Yes?
But with regard to complex carbohydrates, of course, they are a source of energy for the body. And depending on the energy output of your body, you do a lot of exercise,
yes,
et cetera. You need carbohydrates. They're complex. Then they break down slowly.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't put that much stress on your insulin.
Absolutely, yes.
Demand. So this is still a valid.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. So what you're saying is that complex carbohydrates, like cooked potato, for example, they slowly release energy,
right,
and it lasts for longer, but it has less nutrition, and we become malnourished, unfortunately. Yes, it is. And we can take a tablespoon of fat, and it will give us satiety right away and will sustain us longer, but that's not complete food. The complete nutrition includes fruits and greens. And if we want to be perfect, we need to eat a huge amount of greens, and we need to chew them thoroughly and just absorb all these nutrients. And we need to run every day and be under the sunshine for an hour every day and just naked, so many things, which we don't do. And because we sustain ourselves, there are survival foods. Do you know why grains became so popular and been used for centuries? Because they're survival food. They allowed... this is like a holy food for many nations, because that food, together with milk, allowed people to survive through long, cold winters. But today, we don't have to. You don't take a raincoat when there is a sunny day, right? Today, we don't have to survive. We have anything we want in a health food store, and we even have Vitamix Blender. It's a country of whatever, dream. You just put it in there, drink it, and you have enough of. Look at my husband. He runs 2 hours every day. He does 1,000 push-ups every day. He jumps with a rope, like whatever, in hundreds. Today he bought himself. I went to the Russian store to buy some Russian books for my children. He's carrying this huge weight. It's Russian. It has one Russian pound in it. So he's just going as if he doesn't have enough of them at home already. So he is constantly, he has the muscles of steel. I yet to meet a man who would fight him by the hand wrestling. And he's just living on fruits and vegetables. Did I answer your question? And your friend?
What about coconut oil?
Coconut oil, you know what, I don't know, I didn't do research, but whenever I eat even a half spoon, teaspoon of it, I just have headache, and I don't know, to me, I just cannot stand it. I like coconuts, I like jelly in coconuts, I like coconut water, but I just cannot stand it. Maybe it's too concentrated, but everybody's different. I know some people who love it. Everybody's personal and different, and please don't listen to me just and do everything because I do. In seven common mistakes, I believe number five is to follow somebody's footsteps, the raw food guru. No, you follow your own body. How does the chicken know what to eat? How does the goat know what to eat? We're not more silly than goat or chicken. We should know everything. We just have to follow our intuition and no problem. You know what? I would never be able to answer all your questions. I want to say that I gave you a bunch of information. You cannot find it anywhere else. Don't just throw it away. I gave you information how to sustain through the winter through the cold season. I gave information, an article written by my son Sergey, how to travel on raw food. I gave you information about imprint in children on two pages, and some two best recipes that my family developed, the most sustaining. So I think that you have something to read there. Yes, Gabrielle.
Tell them when you're going to be back in Portland and valuable teaching so they can bring their friends and hear more.
Okay, we have here so many wonderful people. We have there Gabrielle and Thomas Chavez. And Gabrielle organized one of the best events, raw food events that happened ever, Raw Spirit in Portland in September. It was so well organized. Can you imagine that? She organized it, and during the event, she was just sitting in the corner, resting all the time. And people were just doing everything. And then we have her husband, Thomas, who is author of best-selling book, Body Electronics. And we also have Bill Malmo. I have so many. I just don't want to, if I miss you, just don't think that I don't notice you. There's Bruce Spruce, who is a famous chef. And there are two people who donated money. I mean, don't donate it. Financed part of my book that's coming in March.
I have a question.
Question?
Support groups in Portland.
Support groups in Portland. Questions you ask in after this, Gabrielle and Christy and Bruce and everybody else here, Bill, there. You know what? Your neighbors, Seattle, yesterday there was a fundraising event there. 180 seats were all sold out on a long waiting list, $85 each. This 26-year-old ambitious girl, Monica Kingsman, you remember her. When she talked to me, I just thought, well, it's just a hippie girl. But she organized quite an event. And she now established in Seattle the first in the world raw food healing center, community center. And she fundraised thousands, many, many thousands of dollars. I've seen people just writing her checks for $5,000 there. She encouraged everybody. She touched everybody with her sincere story. Your neighbors. So you can either go there or you can make your own. And I think it's time for Portland to come up with your own. Look how many people. Thank you so much for coming here today. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you. Thank you.